Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruben Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is how Bibi Netanyahu's appeasement policies have created a situation where now Israel is close to war with Iran, on the brink of war with Iran, and it's in Iran that is close to building nuclear bombs. If Israel has to go to war with a nuclear Iran, of course, that's a very dangerous situation. We're going to discuss all the implications of that and how Russia and Turkey are on Israel's northern border as well. Very dangerous situation because of decades of Bibi Netanyahu's cowardly, hideous policies. And we warned about it from the start. We've been there 40 years now making these warnings. That's the first subject. Second subject, what happened to the Tea Party? What happened to the Tea Party that was created to fight debt and deficit spending? I thought we're against debt and deficit spending. Donald Trump is adding to the national debt at a much faster rate than Barack Hussein Obama was doing. We're going to discuss that as well. But first, let's deal with Netanyahu. This week, Syrian anti-aircraft fire supplied by Russia downed an Israeli F-16 jet. That's the first downing of an Israeli jet in decades since the early 1980s. Israel had complete mastery over the skies throughout the Middle East. But now, even that supremacy is being challenged because Netanyahu, through his appeasement policies, is allowing Russia and Turkey and Iran to be on Israel's northern border. Hezbollah, the terrorist Muslim Nazi organization committed to the destruction of Israel and committed to the extermination of all non-Muslims, being supplied by Russia and Iran, has 200,000 missiles on Israel's northern border, 200,000 missiles in Lebanon and Syria aimed at Israel's cities and towns and villages. This is a very dangerous situation. We have been warning for years about this situation. I'm 61 years old. 61 years old. For 40 years, Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, our beloved leader, and I, and numerous other Kahanists, have issued warning after warning after warning. How many videos have you seen me do, those of you that have followed me over the years? How many videos have you seen me do? Dozens and dozens of videos warning about the situation in Iran. Videos in English, videos in Hebrew. And here we are now in this situation. Iran is close to building nuclear bombs. Maybe already has the capability to build nuclear bombs if Iran wants to. And has 200,000 missiles with their partners, Hezbollah, on Israel's northern border, Iranian soldiers on Israel's northern border, something that Netanyahu said he would never tolerate, Turkish soldiers on Israel's northern border, something Netanyahu said he would never tolerate. You know, Netanyahu's red lines are crossed over and over and over again. Everybody laughs at him. And what does he do? What is his response? He appeals to the United Nations. He complains to the United Nations. The United Nations is going to help Israel. The United Nazi Nations. And he goes to Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin, who is doing everything he can to destroy Israel. And he runs and begs and gets on his hands and knees before Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin, runs to Moscow and begs him. He shows Putin and the Russians Israeli intelligence satellite photos to let the Russians, who are the enemies of Israel, know what Israel knows, to show them what Israeli intelligence has uncovered. I mean, this is insanity. He's showing the enemy what Israel knows and what Israel's capable of doing. Because he wants to convince Putin that Iran is a danger to Israel. Putin doesn't know that Iran is a danger to Israel. Putin doesn't know when Netanyahu comes to him and says, Iran is building bases on our northern border. He doesn't know. Putin doesn't know that? Putin is the one who is building nuclear bombs for Iran. Putin is the one who is arming and enabling the Iranians, the Syrians, and the Turks to do what they are doing on Israel's northern border, which is prepare for war. This is a very perilous situation. Now, in the last war, where Israel waged war against Hezbollah, Hezbollah paralyzed the whole country for weeks, firing missiles on Tel Aviv and on all the Israeli cities for weeks. I don't know if you remember that war. Hezbollah now has 100 times more power than more firepower than it had then. And it has the Iranians and the Turks and the Russians on the border supporting them. If this is what Hezbollah was able to do to Israel in the last war, and don't forget, this is the Israel that in 6 days, in 1967, Israel in 6 days defeated the whole Arab world, outnumbered 100-1. Outnumbered 100-1, Israel beat the living daylights out of the whole Arab world. Israel quadrupled in size. This was a miracle of biblical proportions. Israel quadrupled in size. Israel was 4 times her original size in just 6 days. I mean, this was a miracle right out of the Bible in 1967. That same Israeli army now has been so weakened by Netanyahu and by all the other leaders of Israel, Naftali Bennett, Avigdor Lieberman, all these other traitors that have been running Israel. Israel's army has been so weakened that they couldn't even defeat a ragtag army of terrorists, primitive terrorists like Hezbollah, or primitive terrorists like Hamas in Gaza. They also didn't win that war. Israel has not won a single war in decades because the leaders of Israel don't allow the Israeli army to win and have created an army that doesn't fight properly. We have warned, as I said, for 40 years we've been warning about this. Rabbi Kahana warned about it. I've been warning about it. You've seen me warn about it for many years in numerous videos. And Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party, he has been the only politician in Israel who has seen the situation realistically and has given the real warnings and has a real program for dealing with this situation. Only Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, in terms of Israeli politics, have been correct on this issue and have offered realistic solutions, which is one of the reasons why we must support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party in the Israeli Knesset elections, Knesset being the Israeli parliament. If we have a situation where there's a war between Israel and Iran, and if Iran develops nuclear bombs, as I have said before, Netanyahu will go down in history as by far the worst prime minister in Israel's history. And all the prime ministers of Israel have been terrible. All of them have been terrible. It is a miracle that Israel has survived with such terrible leaders. The Israeli prime ministers and all the Israeli politicians, except for Moshe Feiglin, he's the only good one. All the other Israeli politicians are like the person on the football team who catches the ball and runs and runs and runs and scores a touchdown for the other team, for the other side. That's what all the Israeli leaders are. The worst enemies of Israel are her own leaders. And so, this is the situation we're in right now. We've warned about this. We have pleaded with Jews and righteous Gentiles who are supporters of Israel to support us, to enable us to reach millions of Jews in Israel with these warnings over the years. And now, we see this past week, the confrontation is beginning to build, and the possibility that the war is getting very close, that there'll be a war between Israel and Iran. That's a possibility that exists. And Israel is not well prepared for war. Not well prepared. Can Israel take care of Iran? Of course, if Israel had a real leader and a real prime minister that wanted to win, Israel could easily destroy Iran's nuclear bomb. I shouldn't say that. Israel could destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. It wouldn't be easy now. By the way, it would have been easy when that cowardly pig Netanyahu first became prime minister in the 1990s, then it would have been super easy. It was very easy to destroy Iran's nuclear program in the 1990s when Netanyahu was prime minister and making speeches and warning about it. He could have destroyed it in 3 or 4 hours. 3 or 4 hours, the Israeli Air Force could have destroyed their entire program in the 1990s. And that cowardly pig Netanyahu didn't do it. And then, even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, would have been easier. Every year that passes, it becomes more and more difficult. And now it wouldn't be easy. Now it's actually difficult to destroy the nuclear program. It's still possible. It's still doable to at least do a lot of damage to the program and delay it. And that is something Israel should do. And Israel should take a preemptive action, should make a preemptive strike against Iran and Hezbollah and all of their bases and all of their missiles in Lebanon and in Syria. Israel should strike and strike ferociously with massive bombing right now, preemptively. Netanyahu, the coward, is never going to do that. He's never going to eliminate Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. He's not going to do what has to be done. He won't do it unless he's absolutely forced to do it. Of course, we always pray that Hashem should have mercy on his people and that there should be a miracle to force Netanyahu to take action because Israel's back is against the wall, that there be a miracle where Israel's forced to take action to protect herself and decisive action. The problem is, every time there's a war with Netanyahu in charge, Israel never wins. The Likud never wins wars. The Likud has never won a war. When the Likud is in power, Israel has never won a war. Because they're so cowardly and they're so afraid that the left and the media and the Americans and the UN and this one and the Europeans and all these other groups are going to criticize them. They're so worried about that, they're afraid to win. They tie the hands of Israeli soldiers and they don't allow Israel to win. That's why the Likud is a catastrophe for Israel. The phony right is worse than the left. Always has been. And so what's the answer? The answer is we need the true right, a true right-wing government, which is Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, and we also need to support JTF. We are bringing the truth. I just did a video in Hebrew about this subject. We're bringing the truth to the people of Israel that no one else gives them. Moshe Feiglin does bring them this truth. That he does. We've been doing it for decades, and there are people we reach that Moshe Feiglin doesn't reach. It's very, very important to support us, to enable us to reach as many Jews in Israel as we can. The more you support us, the more financial support we have, and the more you spread the message, and the more you strengthen our movement, the more people we will reach in Israel with this message, and hopefully we'll wake up enough people in time before it's too late. Because if the people of Israel wake up and force their leaders to take action, that's one of the things that can save Israel from absolute catastrophe, chas v'chalila, God forbid. This is one of those issues in which JTF and the Kahanists have been right from the start. From the start, Netanyahu's response to Iran building nuclear bombs, to Iran on Israel's northern border, to Russia and Turkey on Israel's northern border, is to make speeches and to appeal to the UN. That's his response. What a joke. Or to bomb some empty place in Lebanon or Syria after they down an Israeli F-16 jet. He bombed some empty place and no Iranian soldiers are even injured or killed in the bombing. It's just everything he does is a bluff. Everything he does is a lie. Everything Netanyahu does is a farce. Everything. Everything. He is a walking disaster. He's also a walking Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means desecration of God's name. Because when we have weak Jewish leaders, it desecrates God's name. Then people think, oh, where's the God of Israel? What type of that? When the Jews lose, they think the God of Israel doesn't exist, God forbid. Only when they win miraculous victories, like in the 1967 Six-Day War, is God's name sanctified. That's called Kiddush Hashem. Netanyahu is Chilul Hashem squared. As we say in Hebrew, Chilul Hashem beribua. Chilul Hashem squared. The second subject we want to discuss this week is Donald Trump. The Tea Party was created in 2009 to fight against Barack Hussein Obama's spending on the bailouts and the other things he was spending. Remember, he proposed $800 billion for a bailout program. Trump is now proposing double that, or almost double that, $1.5 trillion for a so-called infrastructure program, which is also something the federal government has no business being involved in. And the federal government and the taxpayers can't afford a massive federal boondoggle program like this. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The Tea Party was formed. And this rebellion, the Tea Party rebellion in the 2010 elections that gave the Republicans control of Congress again, this was all done to protest deficit spending and the national debt. And we were told that you're giving massive debt, we're passing on to your children and your grandchildren. And it's not just the children and the grandchildren. This is something that's going to come back to bite people, possibly in this generation as well, possibly very soon. And it's true that Barack Hussein Obama added to the national debt tremendously. He ran against the debt, like all the phony politicians in Washington, and then he added trillions and trillions of dollars to the debt. But Obama was nothing compared to Trump. Trump is spending at a much faster rate than Obama. This past week, they just passed $400 billion a year in new spending. $400 billion a year in new spending. Trillion-dollar debts every year. Trillion-dollar debt every year. This is insanity. You think the United States can continue massive deficit spending and adding to the national debt without eventually the chickens coming home to roost, without eventually having a situation where American fiscal solvency will be in danger, where the entire economy will be imperiled? You think that it's possible? It's not possible. Trump himself was saying this. Trump himself said that Obama's endangering the United States and endangering the economic survival of the United States with his massive deficit spending. Trump himself said that in many speeches. He promised he was going to rein in spending and save money and curtail spending, and he was going to be massive savings. He's spending at a much higher rate than Obama was. And the Tea Party people that were created to fight deficit spending, where are they now? Why aren't they condemning Trump and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is much worse than Obama, what you're doing? Instead, the Tea Party people support, overwhelmingly, there are some exceptions of people who are sane, but overwhelmingly, they're drinking the Kool-Aid and they're supporting Trump. Let me tell you something. Trump is finishing off this country. This country is going to be kaput by the time this is over. Massive debt that America will not be able to get out of. Endangering America's fiscal stability and fiscal survival with this massive deficit spending. And eventually, they're going to try to work out some program to legalize all the illegal aliens and create a massive amnesty, which only Obama could get through the Congress. Which only Trump could get through the Congress. Obama couldn't get that through the Congress. Bush couldn't get that through the Congress. Trump is the one who is enabling the Congress to spend massively, because that's what politicians like to do. They like to spend your money like drunken sailors. And Trump is allowing them to do what they want to do, massive, irresponsible, insane, reckless spending, budget-busting spending. And eventually trying to work out some sort of amnesty plan that will lead to a massive amnesty that will demographically destroy America forever. Because if you legalize another 10 million illegals and make them citizens, Trump is already offering 1.8 million to become citizens, plus their immediate family members, so that's millions more. You legalize them and make them citizens? Just look at the election results in recent elections. There's no way the Republicans could ever win again. No way. If that happens. And Trump is proposing that. So you better hope Trump fails. Because if he succeeds, then that's the end. That's the end of America. And as we mentioned last week, ironically, it's Trump who ran on securing the border and fighting against amnesty. He's the one who's going to wind up creating the biggest amnesty and creating the biggest demographic disaster and the biggest demographic time bomb of all the presidents. When are we going to learn to face reality? I know that it's not pleasant to say that the leaders in Israel and the United States are betraying us, that they're breaking their promises, that they don't have principles, that they're not living up to what they say they're going to do, that they're creating a situation where things are going to get worse, not better. I know that it's not pleasant to hear those things. But it's the reality. And if we don't face reality, we're going to face catastrophe. Either you face reality or you'll face catastrophe, God forbid. And so JTF is there to bring reality to the world. In our Hebrew videos, Baruch Hashem, we're reaching many thousands of Israelis. And hopefully, I mean, we want to reach millions. If you help us, we can reach a lot more. Every time you help us, we reach more. We're reaching people with a message of truth. We're trying to wake people up before it's too late. We're doing our best on a meager budget. And with our meager budget, we're amazingly reaching a pretty large number of people for a country the size of Israel. Israel has 6 million Israeli Jews. You can help us. You can help us to make a difference. That's what we're in this world for, to make a difference, to make this a better world. If we work together as a team, we can still do that. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.